financial sector has to turn its attention fully to what clients and what society needs. So that's moving away from, let's say, short-term and bottom-line orientation to doing what is necessary to finance the development of the real economy. So that is one. Second, I would say the financial sector really has to do away with bonuses, because that is also a factor that is destroying trust, confidence in the sector. My opinion is that when people have the impression that a banker who is trying to sell them products is, for his pay and his bonuses, dependent on what he sells to that client, the client doesn't trust them. So it's all about trust and about doing what society and what clients need.
5 years from now, what would you hope the financial sector has achieved?
Well, I think they should have achieved what I just mentioned, and that they have moved to really understanding what financing a sustainable economy needs. And that is changing products, looking at the fact that if you, for example, have to finance a sustainable building, that the building up front will need more finance because it's more costly, but that the operational cost of that building are lower than a non-sustainable building. So you need different profiles of payback systems and maturities. So that is, in a way, redesigning the software that is in the heads of bankers in order to make them functioning in the right way to serve society and to serve the transition to sustainability.
What are your views on the renewed interest in credit unions in the US? Is this sustainable model for Europe?
Well, I know from when I lived in the United States that credit unions do play an important role, and they are really important to finance, let's say, small businesses and private people. But in Europe, you know, we have still cooperative banks in most of the European countries, and they are still operating on a local basis almost in all of these countries. So I would say there is not that much room in Europe for credit union systems as we see in the United States. But maybe in some specific local circumstances, they might play a role. So I would welcome a development where also credit unions join the financial markets.
Do you have the idea that the financial markets have a vision that sustainability in the financial sector is an option, or is it still something they can't handle?
My view is that the financial sector is lagging behind businesses in terms of understanding what the implications of our necessity to move to sustainability is. In fact, financial institutions are still, let's say, judging investment opportunities based on past performance and past experience. And in my view, we are now at a point in time where those past experiences are not really relevant anymore for what is ahead of us. So they really need to move to understanding basically what sustainability is about. And my opinion is that they should do that not as something, you know, that is desirable, but as something that is necessary from the point of view of risk management. So when you are investing today in manufacturing, which is not sustainable in the long run, you will sooner or later run a risk that that operation is closed and that it's not viable anymore. So you really have to look into the future in terms of what will be sustainable in the long run and where do we run less risk in calculating with sustainability issues in our credit decisions.